chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. I want to start reading with verse 38. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us, and we forbade him because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he was cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. For it is better for thee to enter into life maimed, not having two hands, to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine hand offend thee, pluck it out. If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Please help me pray. Father, I need you today. Oh God, I need you today. Oh Heavenly Father. Oh Heavenly Father. I love you and worship you, God. Help me tonight as I stand before these people, oh God. I'm in need of your touch and your anointing. I love you, God, and I worship you. Have your way. Bring in every backslider, the lost, those that think they're saved and they're not. Oh God, deal with their heart. Show them the reality of the life that they're living. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. You know, saints of God, I would rather I would rather myself go to hell. I would rather go to hell from the deepest hearts of the Amazon, never hearing the name of Jesus, than to sit on Mount Zion pews and die and go to hell. I'll get into that a little later, but I want you to listen very carefully. I'll try to be as quickly as I can, because I can just about hear your stomachs growling already. Amen. in the last several months, there's been a lot of tragedies taking place. I was thinking this morning about, most of you know, heard about, probably saw it somewhere on newspaper or something, about the fire in London, that apartment building. They said they actually saw parents tossing their babies out of the windows to keep them from burning to death. It was a horrible fire, and somewhere near 100 people had lost their lives, burnt to death in the fire. And it's just about become a common thing nowadays to hear of suicide bombers. People just blowing themselves up along with hundreds of others. It's horrible. We hear of fires out west, floods everywhere, people losing their homes, earthquakes everywhere you turn. There's earthquakes taking place. Our world is like a boiling pot. It's like a time bomb that's fixing to tick its last tick. Our world cannot carry on as far as our government system in America and around the world. It cannot continue the way it's going when more money is going out than what is coming in. It just cannot last. It's just a time bomb just waiting to go off. And I could go on, and I would tell you of tragedies that's happened in the past few months. But did you know that while all of these things are happening, there's a place called hell that continues to burn? Just for a few seconds, I want you to stand to your feet. For just a few seconds, I will not hold you up very long. Now, while you're standing, I want you to look down at your feet. Look at them. The reason I ask you to do this was simply because somewhere, I don't know how many miles it is to the center of this earth, but somewhere beneath your feet, there is a place that forever burns. It's called hell. You may be seated. So the next time you stand to your feet, never forget what I said. Somewhere beneath your feet, there is a place called hell, and it continues to burn forever. You see, hell never stopped burning just because there was another terrorist attack. It never quit burning just because the London apartments were burning to the ground. But did you know that while all these things were happening, hell was still burning? Hell keeps burning. no matter what happens. And very possible, before I finish this message this morning, there could be thousands, millions go to this place, awful place, that burns forever and forever. Notice, please, what Jesus said in the verses that I read to you. He said, and the fire is not quenched. That word quenched simply means extinguished or to put out. So Jesus was saying, and the fire is never put out. And while people work and while people play, hell is still burning. Now please pay attention to this. I want you to really get this. Notice also what Jesus said. Not only did he say that the fire is not quenched, but he also said where their worm dieth not. Now there's a lot of different beliefs concerning this word worm. But in the Greek, it simply means a maggot. And in the Hebrew, it simply means a maggot, a literal maggot. Well, I thought for a while, you know, maybe there might be just maggots eating people alive in hell, but people will not have a body that maggots can eat. They'll have a special body that will not be able to be burned up. But I found, I believe with all my heart, the true definition of this word worm. I found it in the commentary called Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry says that the worm, listen very carefully now. He said that the worm is the reflections and reproaches of the sinner's own conscience that dieth not in hell. The rich man had a conscience. Matthew Henry also said that the conscience will cleave to the damned soul as the worm cleaveth to a dead body. And just being able to remember in hell will set that worm to gnawing on a person's life. Jesus told the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The Bible said the rich man died and the angels came and escorted him to Abraham's bosom. He said that the rich man died and in hell he lifted up his eyes and he looked and saw Abraham afar off. Amen. And Lazarus in his bosom. And he said, oh, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and let it cool my tongue. But Abraham, listen to what he said. He said, son, remember. He said, son, remember. The conscience will gnaw like a worm when a person remembers all the chances that they had to give their life to God and they refused. It's a sad thing to think about, but the worm is still gnawing on the rich man and he who is in hell even tonight. No doubt the gnawing conscience will be worse than the flames of hell that still burn today. Life goes on from day to day while hell is still burning and being enlarged to take care of the increase. For the most part, the average person never thinks about hell. It never crosses their mind. Why? Because the devil keeps people's minds preoccupied with the cares of this life. There was a time when the subject of hell was kept fresh before the people. If I could use this little illustration, I heard a preacher say that there was a woman who spent 40 years in his church. This woman held every office in the church. There wasn't an office in the church that she did not have one time or another. But one time, this lady, she fell sick. She was laying in the hospital. If I could use this altar here for a little bit. She was laying in the hospital bed. She was dying. Folks were gathered around her. They were praying. She was laying on that bed. Unconscious. People were praying. People were just asking God for a miracle. And then all of a sudden, this woman sits up in the bed and she said, "My God, they can't find my name in the book." And just fell back on the bed, dead. "My God, I've been a church leader for 40 years, but I've never been born again. They can't find my name in the book." Everybody was shocked. They couldn't believe it. "Sister so-and-so, man, we thought she was a great Christian." But when reality hit, and she was standing before God, and God said, "Search the book. Search the book." The angels flipping the pages. He turns to the Lord and says, "Lord, I'm sorry, but her name is not in the book." My God, church, can you imagine? Can you imagine laying on your deathbed? God give you a vision while you're unconscious, and God says your name's not in the book. Then die and go to hell. What a horrible, horrible thought. For the most part, most pastors don't want this message preached behind their pulpits. They say it's a negative message. But if he'll keep people out of hell, I say it's a positive one. There's people in this church, and I love you. You know, me and my wife, we've been around to a lot of churches, but you have made us welcome, so welcome here. And we just love it here. We love this church. But there's people here. You think your name's in the book. It's not in the book. It may have been there one time. But because of the lifestyle you now choose, they had to blot it out. Church, I didn't want to come here this morning with this. I got to thinking about the service last night and what's so great. It was so just wonderful. And then to know that I had to get up here this morning and preach about this horrible place called hell. I sure would have loved to just keep you shouting. But you see, it doesn't really matter what happens on top of this earth. Hell from beneath, still burning. Its mouth is open wide to swallow up its victims. There's people here. There's sin in your life. And the bad part about it is, you know it's there. But you think that God's going to be tolerant with you. But God's never tolerant with sin. He's very long-suffering and he's gentle and he's kind with the sinner. But sin he hates. Why? It killed his son. It killed his son. His son had to die. Not for his sin, but for mine and for yours. I want us to once again to give some serious thought about this place called hell. It's still burning. I believe if we'll do and give some serious thought here, we'll look at our children and our grandchildren, our companion, a little different. Yeah. You know, I thank God that I've got four children. I've got 9, 11 grandchildren. I'm glad they're all in church. They're not all doing what I want them to do, but they're in church. But just to think, sit down at the table and look across at them. Look at them in the eye. And you know they're going to hell. Oh, my God. You sit down at the table to eat that supper. You look at that companion and you know if something don't change, there's coming a separation. There's coming a separation. Don't know if I ever told you this story, but this judge was walking down the street one day and this Christian man met him and they knew each other. And the Christian man looked at the judge, who was not a Christian. His wife was, but he was not a Christian. And the Christian looked at the judge and said, "Judge, I heard that you and your wife is getting a separation." The judge became so angry. He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I love my wife more today than I've ever loved her in my life." The Christian looked at the judge and said, "Isn't your wife a Christian?" "Yes, but you're not. She's fixing to die and go home. You're going to be left here. There's going to be a separation." He hung his head and said, "My God, I never thought of it." It's a sad day to know that your husband or your wife or your children will not meet you in heaven. Sad. Hell's still burning, folks. And people are going there every day. Who knows? It might be someone you love that's going to be next. Let us pray as never before that God will do whatever it takes to keep our loved ones out of that horrible place of woe. That's why Jesus said, if your hand will take you to hell, cut it off. If your eye is going to cause you to sin, pluck it out. It would be better for you to go into life halt and blind than having two hands and two eyes and go into hell where the fire is not quenched and the worm died not. Place where the fire never goes out, a place where the smoke of their torment will ascend forever and ever. A place where the conscience will never die. The rich man in hell, he remembered that he had five brothers. "My God, Abraham, please send Lazarus back to my home. Let him preach to my brothers." He remembered. He remembered. He also remembered Lazarus, who sat at his gate full of sores, begging for food. The rich man remembered the way he treated Lazarus in hell. He remembered how he could have fed Lazarus. He remembered how he could have had his sores doctored and no doubt cured. But he didn't. All he could think about was the rich man. Oh, so many thoughts, so many memories in hell. Can you imagine? In hell, they're constantly saying, "Oh, if I could only forget. If I could just put it out of my mind." The flames are bad enough. But just to know I don't have to be here. I didn't have to come here. But I wanted my way. I wanted my will. I wanted my ambitions. I wanted my career. I wanted what I wanted. But I'm telling you, oh, hallelujah. My people, you will find in my word it is written that I never prepared hell for you. I prepared hell for the devil and his angels. But if you reject me, there is no other alternative. Rebellion will never walk on the streets of my city. Your will never make it past my throne. But if you will give me your heart, if you will surrender your will to me, then I'll write your name in my book. I blotted your name out because you chose your way. But if you'll come back to me this morning, I will put your name back in my book. And you will be my son and my daughter again. I love you. I sent my son to die for you. If you will come now, I will pardon your sin. Somebody, please, Sister Mathis, please come. Somebody needs to come. Oh, Jesus. You know, if you could just go to hell and burn up, that would be one thing. But you don't burn up, and you don't forget. All of the times you could have given your heart to God. All of the times you could have worked for God. But in hell, all these things you will remember. That worm, that conscience, will constantly gnaw upon you. Please, somebody needs to come. church, are you praying? Souls are being weighed in the balance. God, please make the right decision.
Heaven. Heaven or hell, it's just a heartbeat.
If you want to come back to God, come on. God will accept you.
The souls who've gone on today, if we reject him, there's no other way. Heaven or hell is just a heartbeat away. Heaven or hell is just a heartbeat away. Think of the souls who've gone on today. If we don't help them, they won't find the way. Heaven or hell, it's just a heartbeat away. Heaven or hell, it's just a heartbeat away. Think of the souls who've gone on today. If we reject him, there's no when you stand before that great judgment bar. Oh, what then will you say? When you hear Jesus say, you did not obey. Heaven or hell, it's just a heartbeat away. Heaven or hell, it's just a heartbeat away. Think of the souls who've gone on today. If we don't help them, they won't find the way. Heaven or hell is just a heartbeat away. Heaven or hell is just a heartbeat away. Think of the souls who've gone on today. If we reject him, there's no other way. Heaven or hell is just a heartbeat away. There's just one life to live on earth as his soul swiftly passes by. From the moment of our birth until our time has come to die, God has given us this choice to decide our destiny in a million years. Where will you be? Where will you be? A million years from now, will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? In the Bible, we are told of a day that soon will come, when the people of the earth will be gathered round God's throne. Then the books will be open wide, there for all the world to see. Will he say, well done? Where will you be? Where will you be? A million years from now, will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll and roll throughout eternity? I ask this question. a million years from now, will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? There are many days in a year, you may say, but you want to wait till more life you see. In a moment's time, souls are taking their flight, and it's a long, long time through eternity. It's a long, long time in a land soul. You're so blind, and if you should miss that eternal bliss, it's a long, long time through eternity.
We thank the Lord for his presence this morning. Young lady, I'd like for you to tell us what the Lord done for you today. All right. Thank God. Thank you. All right. That's the greatest testimony you'll ever have. Hallelujah. Somebody else this morning, the Lord's helped you. You want to say what the Lord's done for you today? Feel free. All right. Thank God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. You know what, church? It means something to put forth an effort and try to serve God. Amen. I thought about when somebody leaves this world, and you know they haven't even tried, they haven't went to church, they haven't tried to pray or anything, you don't have no hope at all for them. But you know there's some folks that has struggles and battles, but they're still in the altar praying, calling on the Lord, asking God for help. And you know that gives us a ray of hope. Amen. Thank God. Don't never quit praying, seeking God. And realize he's a serious God when you talk to him. You know, the best thing to do is just pour it out and be honest with him. Tell him what your problem is. Let God know your problem. Amen. And he already knows it anyway, but tell him about it. And talk to God about it. The Lord can help you to overcome. Amen. Let's keep the family in mind tonight. I'm not going to disclose this morning who it is because some of you probably don't know yet. So as far as we know, the person is still with us, but they're in the trauma center, and they don't know whether they're going to make it or not. So we need to keep the family in prayer this morning. God knows all about it. And so we'll stand right now, have special prayer one more time that the Lord, great hand of God will move in behalf of this need. Amen. Father, we praise you, God, this morning and honor you, Lord, for your mercies and grace. Thank you, Lord, today because we know that you are a God that's able to lift up. Lord Jesus, you can raise them up, Lord. No, God, more than anything, let that soul be ready to meet God in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got so much food. Please don't leave. Well, Brother Smith, I didn't fix nothing. We got enough for you. Come on and eat with us. Amen. Let's have a good time of fellowship. God bless you. Come on to the fellowship hall.